Hey there, welcome along. It's the end of another long week. It's Damien back with the 95 Google Daily for February 28th, 2020. This is our super quick overview of all of the biggest Google-related stories that we've been talking about over the past 24 hours. The 2019 version of the NVIDIA Shield TV is now receiving the 8.1.1 upgrade, which includes Xbox Elite controller support and a literal mountain of bug fixes and performance improvements. Off the top of that changelog, there are tons of HDR10 Plus fixes for Dolby Vision TVs, casting fixes for HDR content, and there are some audio sync problem fixes too. It is an extensive update by the looks of it, but it is rolling out now for the 2019 version of the Shield TV. The latest Pixel Tips app has dropped major hints that dark mode scheduling is coming in the March Pixel feature drop, alongside the long-awaited cards and passes feature. With a few other Android 11 developer preview features also coming, those include the Motion Sense Pause Play Gesture and Car Crash Detection app. There are no timeframes just yet, but we won't have much longer to wait, as March is just a couple of days away. So we might not have a 5G Google smartphone yet, but it appears as though Google Fi is already utilising T-Mobile's 5G network on 5G-powered smartphones, including the recently released Samsung Galaxy Ultra 5G. That is impressive, given the "it just works" mantra of Fi. After the massive Nest outage earlier this week, Google is giving Nest subscribers a $5 refund as an apology for any problems caused. While it's not exactly great if you had an issue during the outage, such as a break-in or accident, at least it's a little something. Although you would hope that the issue doesn't occur again. And finally, Google has hinted at the introduction of some new health features being added to Wear OS, after a detailed survey was sent out asking about all kinds of fitness and health tracking options, many of which are not available as part of Google Fit at present. This does potentially point to a far more comprehensive Google Health tracking update in future, which could have Wear OS at its very core. And before we head off for the week, here's Trevor from 95 Toys with the very best deals on Google gear and more this week.
This weekend's best Google-friendly deals include a one-day offer over at Woot, discounting various Samsung Galaxy devices from $50 in certified refurbished condition. Our top pick is the Galaxy S10 Plus at $440. That's down from the usual $1,000 price tag in new condition and the best we've tracked to date. You can also save on various Chromebooks in the latest Best Buy flash sale, which is good for 24 hours only. Of course, you'll find all of this weekend's best deals over at 9to5toys.com. Make sure you're also following us on Twitter at 9to5toys so you don't miss out on any of our favorite deals or the coolest new gear that we share with our readers every day.
That was a bite-sized overview of all of the top news stories of the past 24 hours. For further insight, you can read all of these stories in full detail and much more over on 9to5google.com and subscribe to the 9to5 Google Daily on Google Play, Google Podcasts via your favourite podcast player to get updates from Monday through Friday. For more detailed and in-depth news, be sure to subscribe to our long-form Alphabet Scoop podcast, available every Wednesday.